Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete's a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. He plows the North 40 for all of us up inside the Beltway, trying to make sure that that the government holds our taxes down as much as possible. And he's had some success recently, but as you know, I'm a little upset about some of it. And he's going to do a pretty good job of, as he always does, putting up with my attitude, because we, of course, it's not his fault. He's our good friend Pete Sepp. Welcome back.
Oh, great to be here. And there's always plenty of fertilizer to plow the North 40 in Washington D.C.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And it's all up and down Pennsylvania Avenue.
That's
hey,
right.
Hey, Pete. My audience knows how upset I am about the new tax bill. I warned people. In April, I wrote an article in April, and I talked about it on the show about how I saw this thing shaping up, and it wasn't looking good for small business. It looked to me like small business owners were going to get the hindmost. Then again in October, when they used that language, we're not going to let wealthy individuals move their income around for the pass-through provision. I wrote another article, and I said, folks, gird your loins. This is not good. This makes me think the IRS is going to get more involved in our work. And Pete, the only thing wrong with my two warnings is that it was worse than I said.
Well, I know your column that you wrote about this was entitled The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I happen to think that on balance, there's more good than there is bad and ugly.
Now, I hope you, I'm glad you pointed that out, folks, because as most folks know, I think, who've been hanging around with me, I did recognize the good parts. I'm glad we got the bill, Pete. You know that.
Yeah. And there are other business associations, like the S Corp Association, for example. They're saying, look, this bill came out better than we thought because they're doing things like creating the new 20% deduction for pass-throughs. They say, combined with the lower individual rates, there's an effective top rate of just below 30% for qualified income. They said,
but that's the thing, though, Pete. Yeah. They're both yeah. It's temporary and qualified.
Well, that's right. And they say, though, that the final conference report will also allow businesses that are held in trusts and estates, family businesses, to take advantage of the relief. So some things were won at the final hours of the negotiations over the bill for small businesses.
But what were we? But here, when you say some things were won, Pete, why did we have to fight for those?
Everyone had to fight for these provisions, Jim. Everyone,
yeah.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Every organization, we had to keep pushing back and back and back on the notion that we had to preserve a number of special interest deductions on the corporate side in order to satisfy various constituencies. And we said, no, the purpose of tax reform is to lower the rates and smooth out the tax base, getting rid of the loopholes.
Mm-hmm.
We did a good job at that, not a perfect job, not a fantastic job. And the same thing, unfortunately, was the outcome for small businesses. Let me just read one thing to you that kind of encapsulates. This is a simplified explanation of how so-called pass-through income will be treated under the bill. And this is from our friends at Tax Foundation. They say, adopts a 20% deduction for pass-through income limited to the greater of A, 50% of wage income, or B, 25% of wage income, plus 2.5% of the cost of tangible depreciable property for qualifying businesses, including publicly traded partnerships, but not including certain service providders.
Oh, no.
Now, when that's the simplified explanation, you realize that this was the product of a lot of deal-making, and if we had had more time, and, you know, Here I am being a Monday morning quarterback. If we had started on this bill earlier in the year to have more discussion over the simplification part tax reform, I think we would have wound up in a much better place.
Well, that's the reason why I called. I said this isn't tax reform. And at least Pete, the creators had the self-respect not to call it tax reform in the title. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get more into some of these details. I'm hoping Pete can give us some good news about how some of these things can be adjusted as they're promulgated, as it rolls out and is put into the field. Pete Sepp and I will be right back. His website is ntu.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.